Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what a great idea that is to call me, whatever it is that's on your mind. We've got a huge number of events coming up. We've got Valentine's Day, which is kind of the mini New Year's Eve. Oh, scary, scary. We've got Super Bowl coming up, which is kind of, I guess if you're a better, that's a kind of a New Year's Eve kind of thing. We've got Groundhog Day coming up, which if you're a groundhog, is probably the most terrifying day of the year. So lots of things to talk about, not to mention what's going on in your life, which is perhaps even more interesting than any of those put together. Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Yes. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, Phil.
Oh, this is Heather, the cheerful and stupid fan in Seattle.
Yay. Well,
yay.
Hopefully.
I'm the one, right. And I have carried your banner, and I'll tell you, it has changed my life and my relationship with my family, and I just really have you to thank.
Well, good for you. Thank you. That's great. Good to hear.
Yeah. So I'm on the eve. Of course, it's Seattle, so we're kind of exhilarated about the upcoming game, and then I have a birthday on Groundhog's Day, and
wow,
kind of, yeah. So I have all these big events. I took a trip with my boyfriend of almost 6 years, and I'm 53, and he's 51, and the trip was kind of like a tipping point as far as, you know, moving forward, you know, or what to do.
Which way did it tip?
Well, I think my advice to couples, if anybody is doubtful, is to take a trip together.
Yep.
Because if you're stuck in a car, and it actually was not a real vacation trip, it was mostly a business trip, but it was kind of stressful. And I think it's a good way to really ultimately figure out if this is a person that you can go through.
Go through the trenches. Well, I think it's not only good for romantic relationships. I think it's one of the marks of a friendship, too. Can you travel together? Because there are people that you adore that you simply cannot travel with. And there are people that you don't necessarily adore, but you can travel with. So I agree with you. And when we're talking about traveling life's highways, I love it when we talk like that. I agree. It may be almost as important as, you know, trial of living together, of just taking a road trip together. It doesn't even have to be a road trip. It could just be a foreign country, anything, where you're just sort of left to deal with one another for long periods of time. So you just still didn't tell me which way did it tip?
Well,
or is that what the call's about?
Yeah, that's what the call's about. Okay.
Well, see, so see
I'm
Heather,
on you for some more awesome advice.
All right. Well, but you have to admit, Heather, you have to be really impressed. I had no idea what we're going to talk about, and I hit basically all of them. I hit the Super Bowl. I hit Groundhog Day, which is your birthday. Seattle, or the Super Bowl, which is your city. Groundhog Day, which is your birthday. And Valentine's Day, which is your Armageddon. So
exactly.
You got to admit, I'm on your wavelength. And that's without even knowing anything about this call before I started. All righty. So go ahead and tell me what. So it sounds like the trip wasn't completely successful.
Well, it was really stressful because it was actually a trip to retrieve a dog of mine that was stolen and recovered in Arizona. So, I mean, we had to deal with law enforcement. We had a whole bunch of stressful things we had to go through. We did get my dog back, which is the good news. But it was very kind of, you know, eye-opening and everything. But my thing is, I'm not type A, but I have my act together. I have a company. I'm well-educated. I don't have any addictions or hang-ups. I'm slender, attractive. For my age, I think I'm doing pretty well. My children are all, you know, in college age and that sort of thing. And so I think they kind of really want the best for me now that they see that, you know, I'm alone. But my boyfriend is, he loves me more than any man has ever in my whole life. And he is truly a best friend. There isn't anything that he wouldn't do for me. You know, we kind of differ on some of our values. I wasn't brought up, you know, in a drinking family. His dad's an alcoholic. He's had a few issues with it, which is a contention I have. I think that intellectually he could have gone to college and done really well. I don't feel that we're that different intellectually. It's just that I'm thinking, you know, I want to live the rest of my life with somebody. And, you know, I'm just stuck. And so I believe that he's been pushing to marry me, and not pushy. He's not controlling. He's not, you know, he truly is secure in himself. He's not worried about me or anything like that. I don't think he's got any mental health issues other than I have been concerned about his drinking, which he'll binge drink about once or twice a year, which really scares me. And that's been kind of like the hang up that I have. But it seems like I'm always trying to find something wrong with him as an excuse not to marry him. And I feel like it's really not fair to him because he dearly loves me, and it pains me to be apart from him. We after we got back on the trip, he emotionally shut down for me. So, and that shocked me because I feel like, you know, as a couple, you need to have an emotional connection with each other. And, you know, like a lot of men do, you know, they shut down. For the most part, he's always been emotionally available to me, but he completely shut down. And it just freaked me out.
Do we know why?
I think he may be doing that intentionally to try to bring me to my senses as far as moving forward in the relationship. And so, I mean, I
think that's unlikely, to be quite honest. I just don't think that's how men think. He may have anticipated some of your concerns and is shutting down because he's being prepared for rejection. I think the likelihood of using that as a bargaining chip isn't likely. It just doesn't fit. But let me go back and tell me what went wrong on the trip, because it sounds like something didn't work for either of you on this trip. And I get that it was stressful. I get that he was mostly focused on what your concerns were. I get that it had to do. Is he okay with animals?
Well,
is he okay with dogs?
One of the things that happened is I'm a real logical person, so I tend not to allow my emotions to affect me being a logical person. And we were dealing with the sheriff and recovering this dog of mine, and there was one point where I said, no, we have to do this. I don't trust the sheriff to recover. We found where the dog was, and I wanted to go just get the dog. And he was like, no. You have to let them do their job. And so, I mean, I basically lost it with him. And I was so steaming mad. I was, like, ready to just, at that point, get my own rental car and go. You know, I had just completely lost it with him. Well, it turns out he was absolutely right.
Sure.
He kind of he can kind of see things that I can't, and so that was a good thing because I could see how good he is for me, because he's done that with me before, where he's kind of tethered me when, you know, I mean, I can see a lot of things where we're good for each other, and I've helped him in a lot of ways, but I basically scared the heck out of him because.
Yep.
I was ready to leave right then, and just I didn't care. And that really scared him because
yep.
I was just like, I'm done with you.
That's what it sounds to me like. That it wasn't. He's not shutting down as a technique. He's shutting down because he figures you're about to dump him, or that he's out of this. So let me put you on hold and let's walk through it a bit more together and figure out what we do now. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're talking with Heather. Lauren, I'll get to you in just a moment. Heather has been dating a dude for 6 years, and recently went on a road trip with him to pick up a stolen dog, and she sort of felt like it tipped. It sounds like, Heather, it didn't tip you so much, or it may have tipped you in one direction, but tipped your dude in another, and that it tipped you. You sort of had a meltdown, and it turns out he was right and you were wrong, which made you sort of perhaps respect him a bit more, but the meltdown scared the living daylights out of him. So let's put that in, you know, in category A for a moment. But then let's look back at the last 6 years. Because whenever someone says, you know, I've been dating somebody for more than a year, year and a half, and they're grown up, so we're not talking about getting through college or finding a job or, you know, none of the usual things that make some sense for prolonging whatever it is, an engagement or relationship. Why? It sounds to me that there were some major misgivings on your part well before this trip. Is it only the binge drinking, or is it something else?
Well, I met him when he was coming out of a marriage, and there were some complications with that, and it was, you know, it was just...
Okay.
This guy worth it, because his exes, actually, they held on to him for dear life, and actually, none of the women in his... He's a great catch. He's a great guy, but he had some really awful exes, which we had to get through, restraining orders, you know, court, I meant the whole deal. So it took us a while before the last one, you know, finally let go. And then here we are, just the two of us. And then I knew that the drinking was kind of an issue that could be a serious issue, but it's not like it's daily. It's like, it's really odd, because it would be like once a year or twice a year, he would just get drunk. And I'm like, what do? Save it up? And, you know, and then he would shut down and then decide, I don't know. I don't understand it.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
When was the last ex kind of disposed of? How long ago?
Oh, goodness, 2000. And his divorce was filed in 2011, I guess.
Well, but what about, you said that there were restraining orders and complications.
His daughter's mom is, she's an obsessive person. She actually, I looked her
Heather,
up.
Heather, I don't need to know the details. I just need to know the dates. When did she stop being an issue between the two of you?
It's probably been about 2 years.
Okay. Because, look, you've got a train wreck here, sweetie. You've got dating somebody before they're divorced, which, as you know, and you can see the reason. It's not only that he was still embroiled, and it sounds like he had one, not two, but, you know, we respond differently to somebody that we feel is just beyond our reach, that we are more accommodating, or we get defensive. I mean, there are just all sorts of ways that we deal with the fact that somebody cannot commit to us completely. And my guess is, if you'd met him a year ago, this relationship would look different. I don't know how much his drinking plays a part, because even though he only does it twice a year, for the 6 months before and the 6 months after, you're anticipating it. Or
exactly.
Sort of, yeah, so it is an issue, and it doesn't make any difference how often, as long as both of you know it's going to happen sooner or later, because the anticipation becomes part of your relationship. The fact that he was really not able to commit completely to you and views you as much saner than his two crazies, and then you do a meltdown, which makes him think, oh my gosh, she's the same kind of person that they were. So the two of you have some serious issues here, and to a certain extent, it would be really easy to look at the road trip as the tipping point, and I think you were tipping well before that. Here's what I think you need to do at this moment, because clearly the two of you have something that works very well, and a number of issues that don't. I mean, you could dump him, or he could dump you, which sounds like it wouldn't work terribly well, because there's still a fair amount of connection. You could go ahead on this and get married to him, which I certainly would not recommend, because you've got a bunch of issues that are not resolved. Your temper,
I don't get mad. That was just like, it surprised me because I felt, I think it was appropriate for him to kind of tether me because I had.
Heather, we're not talking about your response to him. We're talking about his response to you. Because all of a sudden, you look like one of his exes.
Well, I don't know about that because we. This
look, is, look at his response. Look at
it
his
was
shutdown.
Just a very brief
Heather,
10-minute
Heather,
period where.
Heather, just, Heather. Look, I'm not judging you. I'm saying look at his response. You're telling me for 6 years he's been open and responsive and he shut down. And you're viewing it as a strategy to get you close. And I'm saying it doesn't fit the data, that you scared the living daylights out of him. And it doesn't make any difference if it was 30 seconds or 30 minutes or 30 weeks. It had the effect. So here's what I suggest for the two of you. The two of you need to find a therapist. And you need to sit down and you need to look very clearly at the drinking, at the temper, at the exes, at the educational difference, and see whether or not this makes any sense. Because sooner or later, you got to fish or cut bait. You don't want this to go another 6 years. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to him. So the two of you need to look at some issues that you've never really looked at because he was so embroiled with his exes when you met him that became the focus. And it's, again, one of the reasons why the one-year-rule, and in this particular case it should have been probably more than the one-year-rule, is so important because it will distort the basis of a relationship. And it's very hard to undo the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are what happens in the first 6 months to a year of a relationship. And yours always got off to a rocky start. I think you're right that the road trip just emphasized, it didn't create, but it emphasizes some differences that really need to be looked at carefully. And I think the two of you, because obviously there's a connection there. Obviously the two of you care about each other. Obviously there's some good yin and yang going on there. But you've got to decide either to move forward, and that may mean, is he an AA? Can he explain why he does the binge drinkings? And as you point out, is it that you're saving it up? That can't be an ongoing part of your relationship because it will make you distrust him.
I don't trust him. And he
I know
said,
you don't.
He said the last time was the worst that. And that made him decide that he was going to quit. But I said, well, what are you doing to show me that you're not going to turn to that in the future? Because if I commit to him, that's going to always be in the back of my mind.
What was his answer to your question?
If I start talking to him about where this comes from, he immediately skirts the issue or says, oh, my dad had nothing to do with it. Oh,
right. Heather, you can't be his therapist.
Yeah.
The two of you need to go find a therapist, and you need to focus on his drinking, your temper, his exes, and where the two of you go from here. His the difference in education. The two of you need to make some decisions, and the therapist can help both of you without you having to be the therapist or him shutting down. All right? But you now know what the issues are.
Yes.
Lauren, you'll be next. Good luck on the Super Bowl, although Heather's from Massachusetts, so we got a conflict going on here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Well, we've heard from Seattle, so I guess it's time to hear from the Patriots. Lauren, I am sure your question has nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but I just think it's very cool that my first call was from Seattle and you're from Massachusetts. So there you go.
That equal is quite time. Ironic.
Yeah, how cool is that?
My question doesn't have to do with the Super Bowl, although, of course, I'm very excited, like everybody else, for this Sunday. So, excuse me, thank you so much for taking my call. My call actually has to do with a work-related issue.
Okay.
So, I guess if I had to kind of
wrap it into a question. It might be two parts. One is, am I overreacting to something, and is this an opportunity just to kind of let things go and be a team player, or is this a time to continue to do a little more advocacy for my position? And, so I think those are kind of the questions.
Okay.
So a little bit of background information. I currently work at a residential treatment facility for children that have both cognitive delays and mental health diagnoses.
Okay.
And I am a children's therapist for this agency. So my role is to carry a caseload of about 8 students. The students do go to school and live at this particular place, and many of them will live for years. Many of them are placed here because they have experienced significant abuse and neglect, and this is kind of where they have ended up throughout the process. So I do therapy 2 times a week individually with the students on my caseload. I also work with families and the collateral contacts and the case management and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So here's where it comes to my question. Recently, we've gone through some administrative changes, and as part of these changes, they're also breaking ground on a new dorm that's really great for the kids to move into, but some offices need to move. And so I've been told that my office needs to move, which is not a problem. I've made it very clear I'm happy to move and assist with these big construction things that are happening.
Sure.
My concern is the location that is being suggested for my new office. It is in a very busy, loud area. In fact, right now all of the therapists are in one building, so we can keep kind of calm, quiet, low anxiety space, and I'm the only therapist that is being suggested to move into the schoolhouse, which during school hours, like 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., is quite busy and chaotic with the students. But also because of the types of students that we work with, there's significant issues with impulse control, emotion regulation, and so many of them have physically aggressive behaviors and require physical restraint if they are showing unsafe behaviors. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is the space that is being proposed that I move to is in between 3 quiet rooms, which are where these children go when they're having significant behavioral issues. So it's a very loud, disruptive space. And my concerns are my ability to create a warm, comforting, safe environment for kids to do therapy when right outside the door there could be students screaming, yelling, and having physically aggressive behaviors towards staff.
Okay, let me stop and just ask you a couple questions, and then
sure.
We can go on from that. First of all, where do you have any idea why they're asking you in particular to be in this particular space as opposed to anybody else? Are you the newest one on the staff or the?
Yeah. That was made clear that it's nothing personal. I'm the least senior.
Okay.
And so that's why I specifically was asked.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers that question. Second of all, when the space that you're in now with the other therapists, isn't it the case occasionally that one of the kids, that some of the kids are disruptive? So that, I mean, that if you've got a bunch of therapists in a situation, what you hope for is a sort of serene environment. But given your patient load, presumably that's not always the case, that there are kids who are doing some serious acting out in that context as well. Yes.
Yes, I would say much less frequently in our space. Like, we might have a behavioral issue once or twice a month in our space, where in the schoolhouse they are experiencing behavioral issues 10 to 20 times a day.
Okay. Part of it would seem to me on soundproofing issues, to be quite honest, that if that part of it may be the placement, that if you could be, for example, at the end of a hall, or, you know, the end of an L or something, so that, and especially where you've got things that are construction, it may make some sense First of all, to make sure that the soundproofing is unusually good in that particular context, and second of all, that you've only got neighbors, say, on one side, or as opposed to being surrounded by it, of either being on the floor or the basement or the top floor or something. So there's nobody either under you or over you, and nobody on either side of you, or only on one side of you. So, so in answer to your question, I think that it's kind of a little bit of both. And let me answer this, and then it sounds like there may be some other issues that you want to bring to my attention as well. That I think saying, look, that's not fair, it's not going to work, it's not going to, I mean, obviously they're doing it, it sounds to me, for two reasons. One is space considerations, but the second, it occurs to me, is that they really want a therapist on site in the school situation. And while that may not be the plum position, it may even be a state law, and that may be something to inquire. So if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else. And to a certain extent, the fact that you're the newbie is sort of interesting but not necessarily relevant, in that in a lot of contexts, what you want is somebody on site, not only for the kids but also for faculty. So instead of having to make a trek to someplace else, that a teacher on their break or something can come and ask you about a kid. So my guess is that it has to do more, not only with spatial considerations, but also to having somebody on site, which may mean that your caseload is going to change a little bit in your job description, but that may not be a bad thing. So I guess what I would do with this particular context, in this particular situation, is go to them and say, you know, I understand that this is something that you need to do, that it's not personal, but it's really spatial or whatever. And you may want to ask whether or not it's a requirement, although to a certain extent you don't care, because if it affects you, you don't really care why it affects you. It just does. Of sort of saying, look, two things. First of all, is there any way we can make this a relatively isolated space so that there's a minimum amount of disruption, either at the end of a hall or can we make sure that it's more than adequately soundproof so that the situation is for therapy is not disruptive? I guess the second thing that occurs to me, there's always three. I always come up with two, and then as I'm doing it, there's a third. The second is to say, can I have some time, you know, that I'm willing to be, for example, on school property for this amount of time? Is there a possibility that we can have some swing time or something so I can, for example, schedule time with clients in a quieter space in the other building? So, in other words, that you would be there part of the time and someplace else part of the time. And the third is to say, look, I'm absolutely willing to try this and see if there's not a way to make it work because of either the spatial considerations or the legal considerations or whatever, with the understanding that, you know, that I know that you and I have the same goal, which is to provide the best possible service for the kids. And so let's try this and see what happens. But you probably have some you're going to have, first of all, more negotiating power probably by saying, look, you know, I understand that this isn't personal, but let's see if we can't make it. Because whether it's me, at some point I'm not going to be the newbie. There will be somebody, you know, somebody will leave and I'll be the second, so it's not going to be my issue anymore. But for whomever is there, it's going to be an issue. So let's make sure that we've created the best possible environment, even if it's in a noisy situation. All right, so those are the three things that I would do at this moment. So it's a combination of being a team player, of being understanding, maybe getting a little more information if that's relevant, but also making some very important suggestions. Because, I mean, presumably they are as interested in providing good service as you are, and you may be able to be very helpful just by the simple expediency of saying, instead of putting my office in the middle of three others, put it down at the far end.
Right, and you've hit the nail right on the head. In fact, I've already done that. I spoke directly to the children program director, who's the one making these decisions, came up with three other suggestions for alternative office locations in the same building. One was at the end of a hallway. One was upstairs, so still kind of in the same space, but at least it was a floor up, so a little bit out of the space. And he said no to both of those suggestions.
Why?
He said he did not believe that those spaces would be any less quiet, and that was really it. The third suggestion, my direct supervisor.
Let me put you on hold, and let's hear the third suggestion. All right, put you on hold. Don't worry, we have lots of time. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We're talking with Lauren, who deals as a therapist with kids. The organization that she's working for is building some new dorms, and so they're talking about relocating the staff. And her concern is that the relocation is not the place that they're asking her to be is not particularly conducive to a calm environment to deal with some of her charges. And she's brought two of the concerns to her direct is the person that you've talked to your direct supervisor, or that's somebody else?
Both. I first
course, brought the concerns to my direct supervisor, and then her and I both met with the program director who is over my direct supervisor.
Okay. Well, so she was clearly taking you seriously, and that's a good thing. All right, so what was you bringing up the third issue? What happened with the third issue?
Well, the third suggestion for another office location was my direct supervisor actually volunteering to switch offices. So she, my direct supervisor, would go to the school building, and I would take her old office, and that suggestion was also turned down.
Why?
So clear reasoning was not given. We were just told no, and basically the program director said this is non-negotiable. I have a vision for the organization, which I see therapists spread throughout the campus and not in one central location.
Yeah, so that was kind of what I was surmising, yeah.
Okay. So that seems like where his head is that he would like to see us kind of spread out as opposed to one central location and is using these current office moves as a place to start that.
Yeah. All right. Let me give you a response and then anything else that you want to add or ask. About 2 years ago, the people I was working for, maybe a little less than that, maybe a year and a half ago, came to me and said, look, we're a startup company and we're paying a lot of rent for the studio. We need you to work out of the house, out of your house. And I said, no. You know, I don't want to do it. I need the technical support of a studio. I'm a psychologist. I need to be around people. It's just part of what I do and what I am. And they said, we really need you to try this. And, you know, try it and we'll see. And I was 100% wrong. I mean, it was one of the best things ever. It gave me almost 2 hours of my life back. That the technical stuff for broadcasting, to be quite honest, is not very complicated. I am technologically capable. I was actually trained as an engineer. It means I can do the program. I shouldn't tell you guys this, but sometimes in my workout gear, it really changed my life in an incredibly positive way. And I never anticipated it. I fought them and I thought I had perfectly good reasons. I didn't think I was being unreasonable at all. I wasn't just having a hissy fit. I wasn't sort of being my little diva self. I just said, this doesn't make any sense to me. And what they said was try it. And they were completely right and I was completely wrong. And so I guess what I would say to you at this particular juncture is that you've had your concerns registered. Your supervisor took you seriously enough to take your part and go and even had a suggestion as well that your overboss has a different version and different vision than you guys share. And either he's right or he's wrong. But you'll know, and you're not, I think there's just no way, because I'm not a stupid person, I'm not a difficult person particularly to get along with, and I had a particular vision and version of how I thought this was going to work, and I was wrong. But the only way I would have known I was wrong was to try it. And so my basic theory of life is, if somebody can give me a reason why I should try it, I will try almost anything. If you just say, trust me, I'm a lot more reluctant, a lot less willing. But, you know, no matter how smart we are, and no matter how much we think we know, we can be wrong, and somebody else can be right. And I think the only way to really sort that out is to do exactly what you've done, is to marshal your reasons, get people to understand them, express them in an articulate manner, make sure that you're not viewed as a complete lunatic who has to have her own way or it's the highway, and then try it. Because you're going to know in a very short period of time after this has started. Maybe you won't know in the first 5 minutes, but you're going to know in the first couple of months that either the boss was completely correct and the idea of having all the therapists in one place is not particularly conducive to anything, because it means the teachers have to pick and choose, or that they can avail themselves of different therapists and different opinions if they're not all next door to one another. I mean, there are all sorts of sort of subtle things that can go on. The kids don't feel that they're being as pointed out that they're, well, okay, you have to go see Mrs. McDonald today. So, I mean, either he's right, he's partially right or he's wrong. But there's no way of knowing at this moment, and you've done exactly what you should do, which is to share your insights and your perspective, and then see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I'll do. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, and I would sort of go to both your boss and supervisor, and you can do it in an email that says, look, thank you to your direct supervisor, because she was very willing to back you.
Uh-huh.
And that takes some courage. And also to the supervisor saying, thank you for being willing to talk with me. While I don't share your perspective, I'm absolutely willing to go in this with an open heart and giving it my best shot, with the understanding that I will either come and either I'll buy you dinner and tell you that I was completely wrong, or that we can revisit this topic at some point if some of my concerns seem to be validated.
That sounds like a great plan. And the other piece that the program director did add is that he would be more than happy to make purchases to, help make the space better for therapy. So,
great.
You mentioned earlier some soundproofing things and
yep.
Since work in a place that needs probably soundproofing. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, let me talk. I actually know a little bit about soundproofing for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, there is stuff that you can actually shoot into the walls. And it can be done very inexpensively during construction. It's a little more expensive to do after construction, but it's still cheaper than anything else. So you can, and it really works hugely in terms of baffling noise. You can also make sure that most of the surfaces are soft. Hard surfaces tend to reflect noise. Soft surfaces tend, for example, putting a carpet on the floor, putting soundproof tiles, even putting carpet on the walls sometimes, or tapestry on the walls, bless you, making sure that most of the furniture in the room is relative, like, for example, wood rather than metal. You're going to figure out, having a soft couch and pillows and things that essentially baffle sound. You can also put a white noise generator in there, which you may or may not want for therapy. But basically, what you're looking for with kids, obviously you want it something that is relatively childproof and you can clean up easily. But basically you're talking about a soft, welcoming, comforting environment, and that's the kind of environment that tends to baffle sound a bit. So give it a try. Let me know what happens. But it sounds like you've done a great job in presenting your case. I would just go back and thank everybody for listening. See where you get, and if we need to revisit this, call me back. And good luck both, Seattle and the Patriots. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.